William Morrow and Harper Audio present Sugar Daddy, a novel by Lisa Kleypas, performed by Brittany Presley. Chapter 1. When I was 4, my father died in an oil rig accident. Daddy didn't even work for the drilling outfit. He was a company man who wore a suit and tie when he went to inspect the production and drilling platforms. But one day, he stumbled on an opening in the rig floor before setup was completed. He fell 60 feet to the platform below and died instantly, his neck broken. It took me a long time to understand Daddy was never coming back. I waited for him for months, sitting at the front window of our house in Katy, just west of Houston. Some days I stood at the end of the driveway to watch every car that passed. No matter how often Mama told me to quit looking for him, I couldn't give up. I guess I thought the strength of my wanting would be enough to make him appear. I have only a handful of memories of my father, more like impressions. He must have carried me on his shoulders a time or two. I remember the hard plane of his chest beneath my calves, the sensation of swaying high in the air, anchored by the strong pressure of his fingers around my ankles, and the coarse drifts of his hair in my hands, shiny black hair cut in layers. I can almost hear his voice singing, "Arriba del cielo," a Mexican lullaby that always gave me sweet dreams. There is a framed photograph of Daddy on my dresser, the only one I have. He's wearing a Western dress shirt with jeans, with creases pressed down the front, and a tooled leather belt with a silver and turquoise buckle the size of a breakfast plate. A little smile lingers in one corner of his mouth, and a dimple punctuates the smoothness of his swarthy cheek. By all accounts, he was a smart man, a romantic, a hard worker with high-carat ambitions. I believe he would have accomplished great things in his life if he'd been given the gift of more years. I know so little about my father, but I'm certain he loved me. I can feel it even in those little wisps of memory. Mama never found another man to replace Daddy. Or maybe it's more accurate to say she found a lot of men to replace him. But hardly any of them stayed around for long. She was a beautiful woman, if not a happy one. And attracting a man was never a problem. Keeping one, however, was a different matter. By the time I was 13, Mama had gone through more boyfriends than I could keep track of. It was sort of a relief when she found one she decided she could stick with for a while. They agreed they would move in together, in the East Texas town of Welcome, not far from where he'd grown up. As it turned out, Welcome was where I lost everything and gained everything. Welcome was the place where my life was guided from one track to another, sending me to places I'd never thought of going. On my first day at the trailer park, I wandered along a dead-end road that cut between rows of trailers lined up like piano keys. The park was a dusty grid of dead-end streets with a newly built loop that circled around the left side. Each home sat on its own concrete pad, dressed in a skirt made of aluminum or wooden latticework. A few trailers were fronted by patches of yard, some featuring crepe myrtle with blossoms crisped a pale brown and the bark shredded from the heat. The late afternoon sun was as round and white as a paper plate tacked to the sky. Heat seemed to come equally from below as above, uncurling invisible waves from the cracked ground. Time moved at a crawl in Welcome, where people considered anything needing to be done in a hurry wasn't worth doing. Dogs and cats spent most of the day sleeping in the hot shade, rousing only to lap a few tepid drops from the water hookups. Even the flies were slow. An envelope containing a check crackled in the pocket of my denim cutoffs. Mama had told me to take it to the manager of Blue Bonnet Ranch, Mr. Lewis Sadlick, who lived at the red brick house near the entrance of the trailer park. My feet felt like they'd been steamed inside my shoes as I shuffled along the broken edges of asphalt. I saw a pair of older boys standing with a teenage girl. Their postures.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?